The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And now, broadcasting from the 960 The Patriot Studios in beautiful Arizona, your car insiders. They work for you, not the dealer. Now you have personal friends for the car buying experience.
Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
On the road again.
Here are your hosts, Dana Southern and Gary Green.
Good morning and welcome to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, my name is Gary Green, and shortly I will be here with my dear friend and business partner, Dana Southern. And once again, we are Your Car Insiders. We work for you, not the dealer. We negotiate transactions for you, the consumer, with only your best interest at heart. You know, this week I got a phone call from a gentleman, and it was such a pleasure talking to Ken, and it had to do with his uncle. His uncle's in his early 90s and has a vehicle, and I'm trying to help him get rid of a car that is no longer needed. And, you know, with what we do, I can only give you advice, but I can't tell you what's going to happen, and there is no rule of thumb. As Dana and I, we're not attorneys, so when you're dealing with a car dealership, there's sometimes that a bank that represents a manufacturer, and you have a lease car that's going back. So I know of a circumstance where car was given back. There were payments left on an Audi lease, and Audi was sorry to hear for the loss. When my friend passed away and his family gave his Mercedes back, Mercedes wasn't sorry for the loss. Mercedes wanted their money. Now, I think it has to do with if there's an estate, if there's money, whatever it is. But those are the things that, you know, Dana and I don't get involved with the guidance. So when I was talking to Ken, I was explaining to him what I thought would possibly happen if he gave the car back. And when I was talking to Ken, he kept thanking me for helping his uncle. And I was more about helping Ken because Ken's a couple years older than me and his uncle is my mom's age. Now, the only difference between what Ken does for his uncle and what I did for my mom is my mom lived with me at the end. So that's actually a little bit easier than when you live in Scottsdale and your uncle lives in Glendale. So I'm sure there's plenty of running around that he does to help his family. But in this circumstance, I had gotten rid of the car for them. And at the last second, I mentioned, now you got to make sure there can't be any damage on the car. And next day when I reached out, he said, well, we didn't call the guy because my uncle told me there was damage. So I said, do me a favor, give me your uncle's address. I remembered where he lives, but I went out to his uncle's place and I walked around and there was a little scratch in the door. There was a little couple of little scuffs on the bumper, nothing major. All of a sudden, I walk around the front and I see this little bit of paint chipped off the front bumper. Well, the second time I went around, I also noticed the baseball size dent in the front bumper. And these bumpers that are made out of plastic, they're not very easy to fix. If there's a scuff, you can fix that. But when they're dented in, I don't believe it's anything you can really fix. So when it comes to this, what I'm talking about today is for legal advice, Dana and I aren't attorneys. We can only give you what we think the thought process is. So if you have an issue and it's something you'd like our advice on, please feel free to give me a call, 602-525-1370. You can always reach Dana at 602-679-8324. Remember, when it comes to legal advice, we're not lawyers. The other thing that I'm not big on is I will not give you advice on what you can write off and what you can't write off when it comes to taxes on a lease or a purchase. That I leave up to you. The one thing I will tell you that I do know for sure, if you have a trust, you can't finance the car. Only way you can put a vehicle in a trust, that's the only legal advice I'm giving you. Only way you can put a trust, a car in a trust, is if you're writing a check for the vehicle. Each week, what we try to do is share the helpful hints in the car buying process. And the sad thing this month for me has been the amount of people that I have seen that have had more than $10,000 negative equity in their vehicles. And when you have that much negative equity, there's a couple of ways to do it. But one of the things that you have to understand is that if you're not coming in with a bunch of cash, you're leaving with a payment that's going to incorporate that $10,000 worth of negative equity. Now, a couple of them were really those, but they told me. And the thing about these, but they told me, was the three people that had come to mind right away, they all make really good money, they're either in management or own their own companies, and they just trusted somebody in a car dealership with what they told him. So one of the things you have to remember is if it's not in writing, it doesn't really matter what they said. You can't say, but he said. Now, there are certain things you can't do. You can't write on a bank contract. So if you're buying a car and you begin to change things on the contract, that contract has now become non-cashable, which means the dealership cannot get paid for the purchase of the vehicle. So they're not going to accept that check. I'm sorry, contract. And then when you go to the bottom, there's a place where you actually sign that says you agree to go to mediation rather than suing. So they're all these things that you sign, they're your choice to sign, but I can promise you this. If there's a form in the car deal and you don't want to sign it, for the most part, many of those times, you will not be buying the vehicle. You know, like I always mention, I look at the MSN homepage and I look to see what you can do online. So here I'm reading something. Porsche will let buyers skip the dealership and buy cars online. Porsche is ready to take things into a more digital direction. The German sports car luxury brand began a 25-dealer pilot program to launch an online sales program. Buying and leasing options for new vehicles and used vehicles are included. You'll be able to browse inventory. So there are still people that like to go to car dealerships. There is plenty of people that don't enjoy that, and a lot of those people reach out to me. They reach out to Dana, and we help them through the process. What I will tell you is, in my opinion, whenever anything is done by a car dealership or by a manufacturer, it has their best interests in heart, not our best, not your best interest. They're looking out for themselves. Now, I guess that the shine on the Gladiator Jeep may have run out. Some of these new vehicles introduced, Honda introduced the Passport. Now all of a sudden there's incentive money on the Passport. The Gladiators came out. The cars were very, very hot when they first came out. Now there's loyalty. Now, if someone's buying a 2020 Jeep, they should get the loyalty for any Jeep that they want to buy. Some of these rules and what you get the rebate for. If you want to buy a Cadillac and you currently have a Cadillac, they have loyalty money. If you don't have a Cadillac and you have a certain vehicle, and those vehicles, I believe, are BMW, Audi, and Infiniti, you receive a competitive rebate. It is unbelievable when I'm in a car dealership sometimes how long it takes from the VIN number and the zip code and the cars that you have to figure out exactly what incentives you qualify for. Now, in the old days, the incentive for military was very, very simple. You had a DD-214. Now they have all of these stipulations. Some of them will take a DD-214. Some of them you can be retired collecting a pension. Some of them you could have just been discharged from the military within a certain time period. Obviously active, you qualify without a doubt. But the rules and the loopholes, it makes me wonder, why do they work so hard to make it so hard? There's that old saying, that KISS saying, keep it simple, stupid. Buying a car shouldn't be rocket science. You know, when I sat with somebody the other day and they mentioned it's not worth trying to scoop the money. And I looked at him and said, scoop the money. Why does that even come out of someone's mouth in a car dealership? Now, when scooping means stealing. Okay, so if you have a car and you have a current license plate and you're trading that car in and you're entitled to a refund from your current license plate, you want to make sure that that money ends up in your pocket, not in the dealership's pocket. I had an instance also this week, sitting with the finance manager, buying a used car at a very, very, very aggressive price, putting $3,000 down from a trade-in, writing a check for an additional $2,000, getting a pretty low interest rate. Why would the finance guy even consider discussing gap insurance? Now, I've had plenty of people say to me, what's gap insurance? Now, the gentleman that I helped this week that had a Kia Forte that was $14,000 upside down assured me he didn't have gap insurance. The best thing that he was able to do was get out of his car, very minimal down payment, get an aggressive interest rate, get into a Hyundai, and leave with gap insurance.
The most prestigious and coveted honor that American Honda Motor Company awards dealerships is the President's Award. The award recognizes the dealership teams who demonstrate superior achievement in customer satisfaction, new car unit sales value, and business management. Earnhardt Honda is proud to have received this prestigious award many times, and they want to show you why they're the top-selling Honda dealer in the Central and West Phoenix Valley regions. Earnhardt Honda's mission is to provide their customers with world-class service in every phase of the sales and service experience. 100% customer satisfaction is General Manager Joey Staples' goal. The staff at Earnhardt Honda participate in continuous training programs to improve industry and product knowledge and new ways to continue to provide top-notch customer service. Joey realizes that customers have a choice, and when customers like you choose Earnhardt Honda, you have put your implicit trust in them. Joey appreciates and is honored to have your trust. You can reach him at his desk by calling 623-463-4308 or visit him at Earnhardt Honda, located in Avondale, or online at EarnhardtHonda.com.
Monte Vista Cleaners has the latest state-of-the-art equipment and uses only the best cleaning supplies available. Family-owned and operated since 2001. They offer fast, same-day service until 9 a.m. every day on dry-cleaned items and next-day service on all other items. They are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. So stop by any of our three locations, 210 North 59th Avenue, Suite 111 in Glendale, or 8345 West Thunderbird, Suite 104 in Peoria, or 777 East Thunderbird Road, number 105 in Moon Valley.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, my name is Gary Green. I'm here with my friend and business partner, Dana Southern. We are Your Car Insiders. We work for you, not the dealer. Remember, you can always reach Dana at 602-679-8324. You can reach me at 602-525-1370. Very special thanks to the Earnhardt family of dealers. We appreciate their support and the ability that they give us to help our clients get the best deals possible. And that is the reason we go to dealerships, to get you the best deal possible. There are times when people call me and they say, well, I'd rather go here. Well, there's times that I'll say, you can go there. I just don't need any new friends and I don't need the brain damage. Now, when it's a radio show listener, remember, we charge $400. We, not me.
Collective.
Not Dana. We. So when it's a radio show listener and it's a $400 fee, we split that money.
By the way, can I interject on that?
Go ahead.
Because not only is our fee that we collect a small amount, although it is money, it comes out of what we save you. And what Gary's sharing is that if you happen to be a radio show listener, then if that's the case, if Gary helps the client, he is, when he's finished, shares that $400 half and half with me and vice versa. And that's, of course, before taxes. So without trying to say the wrong thing, our purpose is to do everything in our power, and we're very, very good at it, to get you the very best deal possible. But we're not doing this to get rich, I assure you.
You know, and here's the thing. When we have a conversation with you and we show up and people will say to me, well, what do I need to bring? You need to bring your driver's license. You need to bring insurance card from a vehicle that you currently own. If you don't have a vehicle that you currently own, you need to have made some kind of arrangements to get insurance from at the time you leave the dealership, because you're not taking a car without insurance. Now, the other thing that I'll mention to people is, and if you're going to pay me, I would appreciate you bringing either a check or cash. Okay, I don't take credit cards.
Me either.
I don't take PayPal.
Me either.
And it has nothing to do with the avoidance of taxes.
That's not the case.
I am not sharing my information. I don't want my bank account out in the internet world exposed in a new way by having a Square D card that I could swipe. Because when you open up and you see these scams, okay, and it's not just the car business that has scams. There's plenty of businesses that have scams. When someone calls you and says, you know, we fixed your windshield once, and we're wondering if you need any windshield repairs.
You know, Gary, that's so funny, but I literally got that call last week.
Now, the other one is, if your car has less than 150 million miles on it, you can buy a warranty. And I'm joking when I say the 150 million, but I think it's 150,000. Now, one thing that Dana and I always talk about is knowing what the coverage is that you have. And I can assure you, if you were to buy a warranty through an online service or one of these phone calls, the first thing that I would tell you to do is, if you call this company, they call you and they leave you a number, but you try to call back the number that they called from and it says this is a non-working number, why would you do business with that company?
And we've talked about this before. These companies that could be open next month or out of business next month that are soliciting you via, you know, these radio commercials or via email, the products that they offer, and I would have to suggest that, you know, they may have some products that have some possible benefits, but I'm virtually 100% sure if you tried to get comparable coverage through virtually any brick and mortar car dealership for the same vehicle, I would suspect that it wouldn't cost any more, but you might have a better chance of it actually working. I would suggest to just hang up immediately or never respond to these people that are trying to solicit you, because they are not there to try to help you. They're there to try to make as much money for their company, and whatever their company is, you know, certainly unknown to you at that time. And the chances that it's better than getting it through a reputable dealer, I would suggest, is slim and none.
That company that I was talking about, I just found the article really quick. It was U.S. Fidelis.
U.S. Fidelis.
And it was around 2006.
It sounds so integral, doesn't it?
And,
honest.
Yeah. And they actually went to jail for years, the two brothers.
Wonderful.
But, you know, there's nothing better than a company that will stand behind its product. And everything has a... there's a way to deal with people. So I always found that if you call and you scream and you yell, you're going to get nowhere. So I'm sitting in the house last Saturday, and it's about 5:30, and my wife says to me, there's somebody on next door that has free rock. Look how nice those rocks are. Now, they were those 5-10 pound boulders that are all jagged edged. They're not river rock. They were landscape rocks. So I take a blanket and a sheet, because my wife's got a new truck.
Brand new.
And I go and ask my neighbor, can I borrow your wheelbarrow? Absolutely. So he brings me out this really nice, rugged-looking Craftsman wheelbarrow with two wheels in the front of it.
Oh, wow.
So now at 58 years old, I'm really thrilled it's got two wheels.
By the way, I don't want to brag, but I'm 57.
So I walked in to the people's backyard, and the guy jokingly said to me, well, I wasn't going to help you, but you're wearing a Harley shirt, and I ride a bike, so I guess I got to help you. So I looked at him and said, well, what branch of law enforcement are you in? He says, well, what do you mean, what branch of law enforcement are you in? I said, well, listen, look at your haircut and look at your driveway. You have an Impala and a Tahoe in your driveway. What branch of... So he laughed and said, I'm actually an FBI agent. So we were talking and we're helping. And we're putting these boulders in. And all of a sudden, I hear this cracking sound. Now, the part I left out was it was a rugged polyurethane wheelbarrow bucket. And it's not a wheelbarrow. It's a wheelbarrow. B-A-R-R-O-W.
Well, I think that four wheel, you caught me off guard. Yeah. Maybe that's the difference.
Who knows what it is? But
that wasn't the wheelbarrow making that noise, was it?
It was. I broke the wheelbarrow.
Oh, dear.
So the piece fell out, and I went to fix the piece, and then I noticed another crack. So I took the wheelbarrow apart, and I took it over to my good friends Ronnie and Frank over at the body shop and asked them if they would patch it and fix it for me. But I also told my neighbor what I was doing, and I was buying him a new wheelbarrow. I'm going to finish this story when we come back, but remember, you can reach me at 602-525-1370. You can reach Dana at 602-679-8324.
Earnhardt Lexus customers drive the finest vehicles in the world and have equally high expectations from their dealership. We invite you to visit the all-new state-of-the-art facility and experience the pride that every Earnhardt Lexus associate takes to provide quality service to their clients. Earnhardt Lexus, you'll find more than just a vehicle. You'll find people who know how to take care of a Lexus, and even more importantly, how to take care of you. Now located in the heart of Phoenix at 800 East Camelback Road, Phoenix, Arizona, 85014.
Larry H. Miller Nissan's general manager, Bill Brixey, is committed to helping you find the new or used vehicle you've been searching for. Whether it is new or used Nissans or new or used cars from the top manufacturers, Bill can help. But here is the game stopper. Bill's finance staff offers expert advice to those seeking a great deal on a car or lease. Larry H. Miller Nissan has a top-notch service and parts department always willing to help you with your Nissan. Larry H. Miller is located at 2025 West Riverview Auto Drive in Mesa.
Nobody likes to be in debt, and that's why it's usually not wise to borrow money. But if your air conditioner calls it quits in the middle of summer and you don't have cash on hand, what are you going to do? Mike Aaliyah here again from Benefit Air to give you the best solution to a difficult problem, because sometimes we have to make tough choices in life with money issues and we need all the help we can get. Because Benefit Air is a trained comfort specialist dealer, we have access to financing terms that other dealers can't even come close to. What if you could get a brand new Trane system complete with a full 10-year parts and labor warranty for a low monthly payment? And what if a large portion of that monthly payment would be offset by the savings in your energy bill? And what if the energy savings over the life of the system was actually equal to or more than the cost of the system? At Benefit, we want to help you out of a tight spot by offering payment options that are affordable while providing you with a wise investment that can save you money for years to come. Call Benefit today to find out more about the financing options for a new high-quality Trane system that you can afford. 602-840-9229 or visit us on the web at benefitair.com. Experience the benefit of using Benefit Air.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, my name is Dana Southern. I'm here with my friend and business partner, Gary Green. And collectively, for a little over 8.5 years now, we are Your Car Insiders. And I can only tell you, it's a really advantageous tool to have someone that...
It's free!
Well, not only is it free, it's arguably less than free if we help you when, you know, and I wasn't going to go in this direction, but...
Let me just finish the wheelbarrow thing, and then you
go
in the direction of the free.
You go with it. I just feel bad because I have a feeling you're going to have a new wheelbarrow, as is he.
Well, guess what? I called customer service for this company, and it actually said Craftsman.
Ooh, that changes everything.
And it's got Craftsman's name on it, but it's made by another company. And Craftsman's, a lot of their tool warranty is no longer lifetime.
Oh.
So I called, and the girl started to laugh. She said, "Oh, no, you're not the first person that's ever called with one of those broken." So I said, "Well, you think there's anything that they'll do?" She says, "Here's what I want you to do. Here's our email address. Blah, 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 at blah, blah, blah. I'd like you to take a picture of the wheelbarrow from far away and then take a picture of the damage." So I sent the pictures over and I sent a very nice letter. "I understand that this may not be a warranty item. It might be something that was misuse. I was loading rock into the wheelbarrow when it broke. And blah, blah, blah. Appreciate your time." Now, I couldn't believe it. When I got home later in the day and I went to my email, and I opened it, there was the email from customer service. "Mr. Green, we apologize for any inconvenience. In the future, please be careful loading rock into this product. We're sending you a new wheelbarrow." Now, they're just sending me the new tub. Now, I was going to buy my buddy a metal one. Now, I'm going to give him this one, and I'm going to give him the broken one that I fix. I'm not buying him a metal one, but here's the point. Dealing with a company like that. Now, I did Google it, and I did go to the company that represents the product. So what I will tell you is, if you have a Craftsman wheelbarrow, and you purchased it at Lowe's, and it's broken, do not, I repeat, do not waste your time going to Lowe's. Customer service at Ames.com. Or warrant, whatever it was, or warranty repairs. They answered, they fixed, but everything I read about the item on Google and the pictures I saw online of holes that you could put a football through and a basketball through in the bottom of this thing, it should actually read, "Do not use for anything larger than
grass."
Well, half-inch landscape rock. Because I'll guarantee you, when I put these 7-pound rocks into the barrel, it was what caused the damage.
Which gives you a perfect segue into, you know, when you're going to buy a vehicle, you need to buy the vehicle that really meets your needs and not arguably settle for something that doesn't. When we're here at model year end and the model crossover time. And so for a lot of people, you know, they're trying to, you know, weigh or in a lot of cases just expect.
And how many cars don't have 19s left?
Well, many don't, which, you know, and there's probably even a few new 18s out there somewhere. But as Gary just mentioned, the availability on a lot of the 19 models is already, you know, kind of going away. And we've talked about this over the years, you know, on numerous occasions, but just kind of as a reminder, the manufacturers really don't do it the way they used to. You know, as shared earlier in the show, 57 years old, you know, born in 1962, you know, things back 30, 40 years ago were quite a bit different than they are today. They just are. Gary, what are you doing over there? What are you looking up?
Oh, I was looking at something different.
Anyway, I kind of lost thought of where
we were talking there. About the our service and how we help people. And we were talking about products that stand behind, companies that stand behind their product.
And so, you know, again, thank you, Gary. One of my major functions, which most of the listeners should know by now, is I'm very ADD.
We give new meaning to that. Squirrel.
But I guess the key is that you don't want to go out and take advantage or buy something simply because of what you perceive as the deal. You want to make sure that what it is that you're buying is really going to meet your needs. And if you do need to put 7-pound rocks in a wheelbarrow, then it suits that.
Now, you were also talking about year end and things like that.
And we'll come back to that after the break.
You know, and another thing you want to think about is if you're thinking about buying a General Motors product, the strike's over.
Yes,
remember,
it is.
You can reach me at 602-525-1370, Dana at 602-679-8324. Very special thanks to Lundy's Peoria Volkswagen.
Welcome to Rodeo Ford, located in Goodyear, Arizona at 13680 West Test Drive. Rodeo Ford is proud to be one of the premier dealerships in the area. From the moment you walk in their showroom, you'll know their commitment to customer service is second to none. They strive to make your experience with Rodeo Ford a good one for the life of your vehicle. Whether you need to purchase, finance, or service a new or pre-owned Ford, you've come to the right place.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. You know, we were talking earlier about inventory, year-end clearance. I just happened to pick a dealership, and I'm looking at the dealership, and it says underneath search inventory, all years. Now, they have more 2020s left in stock now than they do have remaining 2019s. So when I go to look, and I look at a certain vehicle, and you know, one of the vehicles that might be a great car if you're looking for a family SUV is there's some great incentives and finance options on a 2019 Highlander. But it becomes finding them. Now, this happens to be a Toyota dealership that I'm looking at. They still have 60 2019s. They have no 2020s because the 2020 is going to be a completely new and redesigned vehicle. Now, the biggest thing that's changed in pricing of cars these days is really simply this: technology. So when you used to look at cars, the big thing that everybody cared about, does it have Bluetooth? Does it have a CD player?
Yeah, you know, Gary, if you go back as you say that, you know, over time, it used to be, does it have anti-lock brakes? does it have airbags?
That was, and the crazy thing about that was airbags. I don't remember which it was, but the first car that introduced that was Mercedes-Benz.
Correct.
And they were the first ones also with ABS.
Correct again.
And it was 85 and 86. One came in 85. The other one came in 86.
I believe you are correct once again, sir.
So the crazy thing that I always tell people when we were kids, okay, I remember having cars that didn't have seatbelts. I remember laying across the tray in between the back window and the seat in my parents' Lincoln, waving at truck drivers when we drove to Pittsburgh. My parents would go to prison for that today. Now,
my mom did it while chain smoking with the windows up.
Right.
So, yes.
So, the thing today is this. This is what's made a Toyota Corolla as high as almost $30,000. It's what's changed the price of my wife's Ram pickup truck by $15,000.
Let me help one little bit, though. A new 2020 Corolla, which, like he said, absolutely true, can be $30,000. With Gary and I's help, they can also be under $20,000. Keep going.
Right, because you can buy one that has a sticker that's in the low 20s, and you can get an XSE liftback, which is just over 29 grand. So when you see these cars advertised and it says from whatever price it is, I can assure you this, the price from is not the car in the picture.
Oh, no.
Now, I helped a gentleman last week, and I don't think I told Dana this, but it was kind of funny. We went to the dealership, and he had to be on a car that was a certain amount because he was $14,668 upside down.
Now, that's negative equity, which is a staggering amount of negative equity. There are very few circumstances.
Well, that was, he asked me what I was talking about before you got here. It was the three people that I've helped this month that had over $10,000.
And it's a circumstance where, thank goodness you were available.
His problem was this, never shut his car off. When you have a 2016 or 17 car with 110,000 miles on it and the right rear door doesn't open due to body damage, you don't have a very nice car.
By the way, park is at the top of the shift indicator. I used to share that with people all the time.
Now, the funny thing was, when he showed up to look at the cars, we went to a Hyundai Sonata. And the reason we went to Hyundai was because if you have really good credit, Hyundai will let you bury 50% of the value of the car.
So if you understood what he just shared with a really good credit history, you can finance up to 150% of the loan value of the car, which for some people is a critical thing to be able to do.
Especially when he didn't want to come in with a lot of money.
Exactly.
So what we ended up doing was and he had no gap insurance when he was 15,000 almost upside down. So when he bought the new car, we did everything and he had great credit, but I wanted him to go up one level from a Hyundai that was, I don't think they call it a base anymore.
Like a GLS or something.
That's the old models.
Yeah, they got the new, that's right.
It's like an SC, an SEL or whatever.
So you wanted to, usually, just as for edification, when you go up to the one model up, it's usually a better package for, if you can afford it, for the feature content. Would you agree?
Well, the other problem was he needed a little bit more expensive vehicle because he had to be 150%. So it had nothing to do with the creature comforts. But I said creature comforts. The gentleman wouldn't go up one trim level. Now, you always think you've heard everything. Okay, and this guy was super, super nice, and he actually sent me a text message the other day thanking me for helping him. Now, what a super, super nice guy. I felt for his situation, got him a great deal, got him out. He was thrilled, I believe, because he sent the text, but the crazy thing to me was, I don't want that trim level because I'm a vegetarian.
I've never heard that one.
So when you say you've... And his logic was, I've been a vegetarian. I don't eat meat. I'm not sitting on leather, and I'm not grabbing a leather-wrapped steering wheel. And the only way to get a rubber steering wheel was to get the entry-level Hyundai Sonata. Now, like I said, heard everything, but super, super nice guy. And the thing that I felt the best about when we left was he had a car that I looked at his paperwork. They did not sell this guy Gap.
And they should have. When you mentioned that earlier, Gary, I mean, do you mind? Because what he shared was the man that he was helping had, you know, this horrific amount of negative equity. There's no chance on earth that he should have left the dealership when he bought that car without buying Gap insurance.
No, he didn't have negative equity on the first loan. He had really bad credit on the first loan. So when he financed the car 20%,
nothing was going to principal.
Correct.
So, but which we would understand.
Right.
But
when you buy a car and you have to finance a car at over 18%, and you're only putting $2,000 down, and you're not covering the tax, title, and license, you need Gap. And the sad part is this lender that he was with, I don't believe allowed the dealership to add any back-end product with Gap. But he did have a warranty. But when a lender stipulates what you can and cannot do, the mistake he made was he didn't go with his first instinct of getting up and running out. Now, if he would have bought this car with the negative equity and said, I don't need Gap, okay, I'd have looked at him and said, just like Adam at Earnhardt Hyundai said, sir, if you don't want the Gap insurance, I'm not going to sell you the car. I am not putting you into that situation.
Well, and that's kind of the key. When there's a circumstance that a person's going into to buy a vehicle, Gary and I, as consumer advocates, as consultants looking out just for your best interest, we're going to make sure that we know and address the things that need to be addressed. Leaving in a situation where you're exposed, I mean, Adam, the general manager of the dealership, rather than put one of our clients in harm's way, was willing not to sell the car at all, rather than harm him. And rest assured, Gary felt the exact same way.
You know, it's kind of funny. I'm looking at something here, and it just dawned on me to go over this. Dana mentioned year-end clearance. So doesn't matter what Toyota dealership I'm on, because they all normally have about the same kind of inventory. So if I went to 2019, they still showed 237 2019s available. However, if you take 237 and subtract 60, it's 177?
Yes, but why are we subtracting 60?
Because there's 60 Highlanders.
All right, want to play along.
So that's 167. Now go and take 108. Out of 167, in my math, that's 59. So of the remaining 2019...
What are the 108?
RAV4s.
So...
And wait, I take... So 59 minus 3 RAV4 hybrids. So it's total of 111. So 56...
Remaining
new 19s. So if you're... Now take 56 and subtract 21, you're now down to 35.
What are the 21?
4Runners.
So we got crossover, 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 which is what's been selling the most. All right, so we're down to very few.
Right. So how many Camrys do you think a Toyota dealership says sells?
Sells a month?
Yeah.
If it's a competitive dealer, at least 50?
Okay, so they have two 19s left. Now, Corollas are pretty popular as well. They only have four 19 Corollas left that are hatchbacks.
Can you stop for a moment, Gary? Because a lot of our listeners, and obviously we shared that we're both approaching 60 years old. But I believe that a good portion of our listeners are our age, close to it, or perhaps even older. What do you think the percentage chance is, Gary, that our listening audience is perhaps our age or older?
I would say it's a pretty good percentage.
And so from there, so for so many years, you know, cars used to come out around September, and then the new versions were out. There are people sitting in their houses right now thinking about going out next month to try to get the best deal they can on a leftover Toyota, Corolla, or Camry. And they might even be thinking they should wait till the end of December. The point of discussing this is, as Gary was sharing, with a lot of models, the 19s have already been gone for quite some time. Cars come out when the manufacturers choose to put them out. And so if you're thinking, hey, I'm going to wait till the end of the year and get a great deal on a leftover, a lot of things, you simply are wishing for something that isn't going to happen.
Here, they have one Tundra.
One all at once?
Yeah. They have one Sequoia. Now, that's not unusual. Dealerships don't usually stockpile Sequoias.
Very expensive.
I don't understand why Toyota has stayed this long without any addressing the update of that car.
Especially when they can be $80,000 MSRP.
And then you have one Land Cruiser.
I meant Land Cruiser on that $80,000. I'm sorry.
And that's actually closer to $100,000 these days. It's crazy. CHRs. Now, I was at the Lincoln dealership the other day just looking around at it because I saw that new Aviator with the 495 horsepower.
I haven't seen that yet.
$83,000 MSRP.
Wow. And
welcome to the comma club.
Big commas. If you're looking to purchase a vehicle, it's a major, major purchase. And I know that, you know, the people that listen to the show, I would suggest as a whole, are an educated audience. The key is when you're in an environment where the people that are in that environment are coming to you with so many different offers, ideas, things that they want to sell or potentially get you to either buy or persuade you to accept less for your vehicle. These people practice every day. It is their profession. And I really am shocked that people could think that they could go into a dealership without Gary or myself and leave and spend less than they would have had they been wise enough to call us.
Remember, you can reach me, Gary, at 602-525-1370. You can reach Dana at 602-679-8324. Remember, though, the phone call's free. We don't charge you anything. We only collect for helping you.